On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
Britain will still leave the EU at the end of October, according to the Prime Minister's top adviser. But MPs have now voted against a general election twice, and the Commons has passed legislation it hopes will force the Prime Minister to request a Brexit delay. But Eurosceptic Tory MP Sir Bill Cash says there may be a legal loophole.
The law of the land, and it still is the law of the land because nobody's repealed it, is Section 1 of the Withdrawal Act 2018, and what that quite clearly states is the repeal of the European Communities Act 1972 is repealed on exit day. Now that is the 31st of October.
Well, MPs were in Parliament until the early hours as they rejected Boris Johnson's second attempt to get an early general election. The PM said he wanted to head to the polls to break the current political deadlock. Our political editor Paul Francis says that's not all MPs were arguing about last night.
There was a separate row in the Commons over a vote which effectively requires the government to release all the documentation around Operation Yellowhammer. That's the government's Brexit contingency plan.
Also, opposition MPs staged a number of protests as Parliament was suspended for 5 weeks. They shouted, "Shame on you," during the ceremony and held signs up reading "Silenced" in front of Speaker John Bercow. Well, Boris Johnson has been accused of closing it down until the middle of next month to avoid Brexit scrutiny. He denies that.
KMFM News.
Balloons are going to be released later in memory of a teenager found dead in a field in Ashford. 15-year-old Owen Kinghorn was discovered on land off Great Chart at the weekend. Friends are planning on gathering at the ridge in the Kennington part of town this afternoon. The head of the Tower School has described him as a bright and high-achieving student. A court's heard how three men robbed a store before smashing a whiskey bottle into a paperboy's face near Ashford. The 18-year-olds were caught on CCTV as one of them threatened a worker at the co-op in Faversham Road in Kennington in February. Two of them have now been locked up for a total of more than 8 years. The other has been given a suspended sentence. Unemployment in Kent has gone up for the 13th month in a row. Figures out today show just over 30,100 people in the county were claiming jobless benefits or universal credit in August. That's a rise of almost 600 on the month before. Nationally, unemployment is at its lowest level in 45 years.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A report into last month's major power cut that affected parts of Kent has recommended a review of security standards. National Grid says protection systems worked as they should have done, but higher resilience levels could be needed. More than 1 million customers in England and Wales were left without electricity, and there were major problems, you might remember, on the rail network. Now, residents in Hoo say they're concerned about the future of a green space there after a planning application was submitted. Deangate Ridge shut as a golf course last year, but is still enjoyed as somewhere to walk. Well, now proposals for part of the site suggest it could be used for offices, parking and even shipping container storage. Councillors on the peninsula fear it could be the beginning of the end for the area's open spaces. Ron Sands represents the site.
This was the lung of the peninsula. 2 years down the line, we don't know what's going to happen. So we have to be in front of the game. We have to ask Medway Council to revisit this and rethink this.
The company behind the plans have declined to comment. There's more confusion this lunchtime over what's happened to that Banksy Brexit mural in Dover. The image of the EU flag with one of the stars being chiselled away appeared on the side of a building back in 2017, but has since been painted over. Scaffolding that was put up a few weeks ago has now been taken down, but there's still no sign of the artwork. You can see what it looks like at kentonline.co.uk. And a pub near Canterbury is celebrating after being named the best for food at the 2019 Great British Pub Awards. The head chef at the Dog in Wingham says his next goal is to get a Michelin star.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Footballer England's Gareth Southgate feels playing away from Wembley can be a positive for them. They face Kosovo tonight in Southampton in a Euro 2020 qualifier, and the manager thinks taking the team to other parts of the country can help generate an atmosphere.
Our experiences of taking the team around the country have been really positive, and I know the tickets here sold out really quickly. I'm sure they're looking forward to seeing England come to their city. I'm sure they're looking forward to the game and getting behind the team as much as we've found in the other places we've played away from Wembley.
And in cricket, it's not been a good start for Kent on the opening day of their championship game against Nottinghamshire. A short time ago, they were 78 for 3 after winning the tournament toss this morning and choosing to bat first. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.